Welcome to the Healing Trauma Podcast, a space for those who are healing from complex and developmental trauma. Introducing your host, Monique Coven, a certified trauma recovery coach, survivor, and thriver. The intent of the podcast is to provide helpful information with insight that can validate, encourage, and support you on your healing journey. You're going to hear stories from other survivors and trauma experts, featuring therapists, coaches, and practitioners. We will open up the conversation on effective trauma healing modalities, practices, and tools. If you are interested in trauma recovery coaching, as well as recommended books and healing resources, head over to www.thehealingtraumapodcast.com. And now, here is your host, Monique Coven.
We know that part of healing happens in safe relationships. And that is because it is through safe relationships that we repair and that our nervous system learns through experience what reciprocity and safety is. And for many of us, when we have grown up in homes where there was no safety, where we had emotionally immature parents that were not able to see us and feel with us and had perhaps some narcissistic type traits, we grow up without ever having our feelings seen and validated. You know, we grow up with not having experienced empathy from our very first caregiver or caregivers, and not having caregivers that really want to listen and provide unconditional acceptance. And often that leaves us with not really knowing that safety is the experience of having people listen with empathy, create space for you. They provide reciprocity, meaning you get to speak and then they get to speak. And it's a two-way street, as opposed to often being used to being in relationships where it's one-sided. And so the idea of healing comes through safe relationships. What happens when we don't really know, well, what is a safe relationship? And for many of us, we end up in relationships, whether that's with friends or with partners, that we don't necessarily recognize that they're unsafe. We just know that we feel anxious and scared and not happy around them or with them, but maybe some of the time. And so I thought it's important to just talk about what is a safe person, or what are some of the traits that make a person safe. And while this can feel very basic or sound very basic, it actually is something I usually speak to all of my clients about, because I myself only knew what it felt like being in an unsafe friendship or something like that. But it takes time to be able to really identify, well, what is a safe person? So let's talk about that. And I think what is so important to know is that the very first thing on the list is that they listen with empathy. Many of us have experiences of having a caregiver that was not able to do that, that wasn't able to listen, that couldn't reflect back, that we didn't feel that connection of empathy. And so we were left feeling unseen. And so in our friendships, we might be in friendships where that's kind of replayed again, where maybe we're just there for them. And when we share, they don't really listen or ask. And most importantly, they don't show empathy. What is empathy? Empathy is, and this is my own ideas, but I see it as empathy is the ability to feel for another person, to feel what they may be experiencing. And so that's so important, is that when we're in a relationship that's safe, the person is able to listen with empathy. Another thing is that when they listen in a way that is not judgmental, meaning they are not judging what we're saying or telling us you should do this or you should, you know, you should feel this or you shouldn't feel that at all. That really, I would say, would be showing a non-judgmental stance to what we feel and what we're saying. And instead, they're showing up with compassion. They're listening with compassion. You feel the compassion in their presence. And another thing that a safe person shows is that they don't minimize your experience. They validate it. They say, yeah, I can understand that. That must be really hard. Again, instead of not validating it and running into the you should. Another thing is that they show up and they say what they're going to, you know that they're going to do what they say. So many people we may have experienced where they just are not true to their word. We know that they're all talk. They don't come through. And a safe person will come through. If they say something, you know it's not just talk. Another thing is it's someone who you know values the importance of being honest, and you know that they're being truthful, so you can trust them. And you also know that what you share with them is going to stay with them, and that it's going to be held and not shared with others. Another way a person is safe is that when something happens, so let's say there is some kind of a disruption or something happened in your relationship, that person is going to come back and try to repair it instead of just ignoring it and just moving on as if it never happened. And again, that's an experience that's often common with what we grew up with, or maybe what we are experiencing presently with our caregivers, that something happens that upsets us, or something happened that we would like to deal with and it's just brushed over. And also, another thing a safe person does is that they allow and they create space for you to be vulnerable, to be yourself. You feel safe being yourself. Some people, you just know that inside it doesn't feel safe. They haven't created that sort of internal welcome where you know that this is a safe place for me to be vulnerable. And I can cry and I can share what I really feel with this person. And I think lastly, the person is deep. They're not so superficial. They're interested in growing as a person. And that shows right there that they are introspective, which is so, so important. So those just are a few of the traits of a safe person. And so we want to have these kinds of relationships. And I'll come back to just saying, when we haven't had that, trust in people is challenging. And that's why these are kind of a loose guideline, I think, of what to look for in a friendship and in safe relationships. Safe relationships are healing. I have been so fortunate to have them. And they do wonders. They have, I'm almost getting an image of like a broken heart being sewn up together. And that happened through safe relationships. And safe relationships happen in friendships. They can also happen in therapeutic relationships with a therapist or a coach or your partner or somebody that is safe and that you trust. So I hope that you found today's episode a little bit helpful for you. Until the next episode, take good care.